Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, also known as the Word is the Way to Life podcast. Well, the Word is Jesus, and He shows us the way to have life and have it more abundantly. For the Word truly is the way to life. Well, we've been continuing with the study every week, and we've been looking at Psalm 51, and we're going to journey through the Psalms until we get to Psalm 100, and this week it's Psalm 58. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation, Psalm 58. Now, this is information for the choir director. This is a Psalm of David to be sung to the tune, Do Not Destroy. Hear God's Word. Justice. Do you rulers know the meaning of the word? Do you judge the people fairly? No, all your dealings are crooked. You hand out violence instead of justice. These wicked people are born sinners. Even from birth they have lied and gone their own way. They spit poison like deadly snakes. They are like cobras that refuse to listen, ignoring the tunes of the snake charmers, no matter how skillfully they play. Break off their fangs, O God. Smash the jaws of the lions, O Lord, and may they disappear like water into thirsty ground. Make their weapons useless in their hands. May they be like snails that dissolve into slime, like a stubborn child who will never see the sun. God will weep them away, both young and old, faster than a pot heats on an open flame. The godly will rejoice when they see injustice avenged. They will wash their feet in the blood of the wicked. Then at last everyone will say, There truly is a reward for those who live for God. Surely there is a God who judges justly here on earth. May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 58. Wow, think about that. That is David, really. He's just pouring out his heart. But I think that there's few things that make people angry than injustice. For example, when a government awards a lucrative contract on the basis of bribes, or when the law courts condemn the innocent and give soft sentences to the guilty, on a personal level, we may be aggrieved when somebody less qualified is even promoted ahead of us. Now, we are in a time of life, or the time of the world before Jesus returns, that you hear a lot of denominations and a lot of pastors and, well, we got to have a justice ministry. Well, I think in some ways that's pretty good. But in Romans chapter 13, verse 4, it tells us that God had established the governing authorities as agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. You know, God loves justice. 61:8 in Isaiah. And so He has appointed bodies like the government, the law courts, the police to promote justice in society. But sadly, these authorities often fail in their work, don't they? Well, indeed, the very institution established to promote justice can themselves be corrupt. Experiencing or observing injustice usually stirs up our emotions. You know, we are emotional people. In Psalm 58, David is emotionally stirred by the injustice he sees, particularly from the people in authority. Now, he could be thinking about many times where he had been the victim. First, the psalm describes the character of these wicked rulers in verses 1 through 5. And David observes how their corrupt hearts lead them to their unjust deeds and rulings. In verse 2, Jesus would echo these words, I think, many years later when he explained that our evil deeds like murder, false testimony, and slander from a defiled heart, you find that in Matthew 15, Jesus also said, For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Wow. David saw these wicked people as born sinners. From the womb, they are wayward and spreading lies. In verse 3, David likened their lies to a venom of snakes, a poisonous snake, if you would, has stopped the ears and will not listen to the charmer. You know, you ever see those charmers with they play the flute or whatever, and they get this little basket, and up comes the viper out of it. It's fascinating to see that it actually happens, but the charmer has no means to stop it from spreading its poison. Though this is a colorful metaphor, David tells us the injustice of the wicked is deliberate, and it's inevitable as an expression of their true character. The second half of the psalm, verses 6 through 11, describes the end of the wicked. It's a colorful image that comes thick and fast as David asks for God to bring him his justice to bear on those who practice injustice. Now, I think, this is just me, ultimately the only real solution to injustice is for God to sweep away the wicked. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, we need you. But all over the world, God's people are being persecuted, and many suffer terribly. And often it's the government by which have been ordained by God to protect his people that oppresses them. But, you know, I like the buts and the ifs. But this psalm ends with David rejoicing that a day of justice will come, and you can find it in the book of Revelation as the saints sing. Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. He has avenged her blood of his servants. And then one day we will sing in that choir. Revelation chapter 19, verses 1 and 2. You know, the book of Revelation is all about overcoming. And I think sometimes we look at it as a book of prophecy, and it certainly is. But the stories and the different things and the hope that God has given to us through Christ, that we, like him, can be an overcomer. Well, sometimes, you know, people often accuse God of injustice, and you hear that a lot. Why does God let this happen? How can we respond to these kinds of accusations? Well, today, this day, July the 13th, 2025, let us pray for the persecuted church. You don't have to go very far to turn on the news and see how Christians are being persecuted all around the world, and even in our own country. It's sad, but it's so true. So our prayer is that maybe we can ask God to bring justice and deliverance and to keep them strong in their faith as we continue to become overcomers and hang on to the blessed hope that we have in Christ. Because truly, justice will only come when Jesus returns. And we pray that that'll be soon. Now, he promised to come. I believe what he said, and I'm looking for him every day. Just break the eastern sky, and then every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. And you know the other thing? Read that little book of Jude. There's only one chapter. It's an easy book to read. And you will see the blessed hope that we have in all our family and friends and people that we love who went home before us in heaven. We're going to join them, and we're going to return with them to set up his kingdom here on earth. Wow. So take heart. You've heard me say many times, you know, when you join man's army, 6-8 weeks, and they say, okay, you're all well trained now and go out and fight. But guess what? When you join the army of the Lord, you are in basic training until he comes for us or we go home to be with him. So take heart, Christians. You are in training. Jesus said, in this world you'll have trials and tribulations, but fear not, I've overcome the world. Wow. And you say, well, why do we got to go through all this stuff if we're believers? Well, God wants well-trained saints in heaven. And he has given us a way to overcome while we're still here. And then the promise of eternal life. And the promise of being in the kingdom of God here on this earth. Because the kingdom of God is coming soon. Now, we got our responsibilities, and we need to keep on keeping on, and we need to do the best that we know how to do. But hang on to the hope, and just take everything as a challenge and a way to understand how we can overcome all the challenges. And there's a lot of them. There's physical, there's this and that, financial and all that. But the hope that we have in Christ, that gives life meaning. And it lets us know that we have a purpose. And we are called for that purpose. And we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another in the faith. Wow. Well, thank you for tuning in to the Word is the Way to Life podcast. And also my thoughts. You know, I have a lot of thoughts. I don't know much of anything, but I'm a thinker. And we need to practice critical thinking anymore in this old world. And the people got away from it. And the question of why. I love the why. But it's an interesting thing. That's what we're challenged to do, is concentrate on the why. And to understand through the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit how we can figure these things out. And encourage one another. Well, I get the rambling sometimes, so I'm done rambling now. I just want to let you know that at the end of this segment, we always lift up prayers of people that we know about. And if you're on the website, you can click on the slide part, and it'll bring up all the prayer requests that we have that we know about here at the church. And we always come into a prayer of agreement with them and for them, because sometimes there's praise reports on there too. And so we need to know when people have overcome, because then they can encourage others as they walk through some of the same situations. And with that, we know that we no longer need a priest or somebody to talk to God for us, because when Jesus gave up the ghost on the cross, the veil in the temple was rent in two. Well, what's that mean, preacher? Well, it means we have direct access to God the Father through Jesus Christ. And He intercedes for us. And He certainly is the perfect intercessor, because He experienced everything that we experience in this life. And He has shown us the way. And one of the things that the disciples understood when Jesus was here on earth, and they were with Him for those 3 years ministering, at the end of the day, they stopped, they built a fire, they cooked some fish or whatever, or some unleavened bread, and they would eat, and then Jesus would go off by Himself, and it puzzled the disciples. They said, "Lord, why do You go off by Yourself?" And He said, "Well, guys, you know, I'm God. I told you that, and I think you believe me, right?" Yeah, we believe you. "Well, while I'm in this fleshly body, I experience everything you do. I get tired, I get lonely, I get hungry, and I need to talk to the Father." Can we do that? Yes, let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught. "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from," hear this, church, "the evil one. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Have a blessed day in Jesus' name.